Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. This is CA, on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network, coming to you from beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. The cool front finally came through last night. This morning, it feels awesome. Feels really great. So, good morning. It's Sunday morning. Good morning, sunshine. Good morning, bright eyes. That's right. We're here to love and serve. I'm going to read a Bible devotion for you, too, as well. But before I do, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page. I do a lot of live cast, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button on Facebook, and y'all follow me. I'm getting where I'm starting to do some more live casts, and I know you're really going to enjoy that. All right, well, today's Bible devotion is God's plans are the best, right? The book of Psalms reminds us, Psalms chapter 18, verse 30, as for God, His way is perfect. You know, things didn't always work out, the way Paul planned, did it? But expecting to preach in Asia Minor, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit. In fact, you can find that in the book of Acts chapter 6 and verse 16. Looking forward to instructing the new converts in Philippi, Paul and his companions instead found themselves thrown into a prison. If you go to the good book of Acts chapter 16 verses 11 through 24, they were encouraged by the response to the gospel in the Thessalonica and had suddenly assailed by a mob and accused of having turned the people upside down. You can read that in the book of Acts chapter 17 and verse 6. As a result, he was forced to flee. But in every circumstance, God was in control. See, Paul was forbidden to preach in Asia Minor because God was opening the door to Europe. You see, Paul found himself in jail, and as a result, as the Philippine jailer and his family were converted, Paul had fled to Thessalonica and Blare, the next town, to receive the word with all the readiness. Remember, book of Acts chapter 17 is a good reminder, and verse 11. Things didn't always work out that way, friends, as we planned, do they? But if we commit our way to Christ and walk in the obedience to Him, we discover His plans are always better. Amen? Amen. Let's kick off some more Sunday Morning Praise with my friend Toby Mack in Promised Land, one of his new ones. Good morning.
Head down as I punch this clock. The hours roll, they never stop. And I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right. Straight and narrow, skin tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Promised land. And all my dreams.
That's a great song by Mercy Me, here with me. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Here up top the tower in beautiful Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I'll tell you what, thank you, Jesus, for the cool front coming in. I felt it last night. This morning I get up here up top the studio and it's just gorgeous. And seeing the beautiful trees in downtown Fort Worth just blowing and everybody's smiling and they're out walking their dogs or whatever it may be. Not the giraffes or anything like that, but I'm just saying. Everybody's out there getting coffee and everything, waving at me. No, they can't see me up. I'm so far up, high up, I should say, on that, on the tower. All right, well, let's continue on and let's get that praise on. Okay, and always remember you can share my podcast anytime. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, subscribe for free, guys. Like my Facebook page also for what? Livecast with CA. From time to time. Again, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, not Google Play no more, Google Podcasts, okay? And Amazon Music. All y'all that are subscribers of Amazon Music, I'm on there, iTunes. I'm on everything. Just search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And we are syndicated on iHeartRadio. All right, Mr. Ragamuffin himself, one of his signature songs. How awesome is our God? Very awesome. Let's praise together. Sing with Rich. Awesome God.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he
shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Gotta love that. His signature song, Awesome God. Gone too soon. Love Rich Mullins. Get a chance. Go to YouTube, search up Ragamuffin. That's right, Ragamuffin, and listen to his story. You're going to get some commercials unless you're a YouTube subscriber and you have that free monthly commercial free through you. Anyway, regardless, I recommend, highly recommend, search up Ragamuffin and enjoy that Rich Mullins story. Based on a true story. Let's go back to 1980s. Paula Paris, remember, God is in control. So when you're down and out, friends, He, being God, is in control. Good morning. Let's praise and worship Him this morning.
Lose the
The great Twyla Paris, God is in control. Wow. You know, I remember when that song first came out, I went to a Baptist bookstore locally in my hometown area. And I remember having to hunt and find that. I heard it on a Christian radio station back when we used 8-track cassette tapes. Talk about how old I am, huh? All right. Let's see here. Let's talk about our last Bible devotion on Sunday morning praise. Good morning, everybody. Again, CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. We're going to talk about how prayer partners with God. Now, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 26, the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So let me ask you a question, friends. Have you ever faced a situation that was so overwhelming and so confusing that you didn't even know how to pray about it? Have you ever been so overwhelmed with grief or burden by heartache that you couldn't put your emotions into words, much less pray for them? What a comfort these words should be. You know, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we are to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us in ordinance with God's will. Find that in the book of Romans chapter 8 and read verses 26 and 27. Think of it. Even when we don't know how to pray, the Spirit knows our needs, and he brings the deepest cries of our hearts before the throne of God in ways we will never understand this side of eternity. But you know what? God, the Holy Spirit, pleads for us before God the Father. Turn to the Father in every situation, even when you don't feel like it. You see, friends, the Holy Spirit is interceding for you in ordinance with God's will. Always, always remember that. Okay, this next song is an oldie but goodie too. Stephen Curtis Chapman, he's really been through a lot. You know, him and his wife, lovely wife Mary Beth. I put a posting on Facebook. If you get a chance, again, like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Do a lot of posts. A lot of these artists that you want to keep up to date with. They lost Maria, sadly, back many years ago. And it was her birthday. Happy heavenly birthday, Maria. But they got through it. Stephen Curtis Chapman made a song not too long ago. Well, I'll say decades ago. And I want you to enjoy it. When your strength to carry on, you can't carry on. But his strength, his being God, is perfect and it still carry on. So enjoy and meditate on God.
Through Christ who gives me strength. He'll carry us. son. That's why I made the decision that I did. And today I can say I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen. No turning back. The late Carmen, my friend. You can hear a lot of his music exclusively and only on my station, my radio station and Christian podcast, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. If y'all ever have any Carmen songs you want me to play, please let me know. We may wind up doing another special Carmen here. Sometimes I do play B.J. Thomas. He was a longtime friend of mine too as well. And then we got many, many others. Okay, let's lead off in prayer as we close out on a Sunday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over God and protect us. Be with us, dear Jesus. Keep us ever so safe. Let us have a great time at church tomorrow, if it's online or wherever it may be at our church services. God, just watch over and protect us as we get reset and restarted for Monday. For we love you, and all God's people said amen. Okay, guys, this is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. If we can answer any questions for you or prayer requests, click on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information, my direct cell phone number, and you can text me, send me a text on prayer requests. Also, if you're on Twitter, at Mornings Brew, you can catch me there too as well. I know I haven't mentioned that in a while, but I want to be sure to let y'all know. Okay, you're loved and appreciated. I love you guys so much. Please take care of yourself. Be safe and stay hydrated during these heat wave times, okay? All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.